Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. It is Frankie Boyer. And we all know the power of social media. We just all know it. We are in a world right now where even events that just happened in the UK and by the way, our hearts go out to everyone after this horrific situation that happened Saturday evening. And joining us from the UK is Grant Leboff. And Grant, welcome. It's so nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And sorry for what you guys are going through. It's just crazy.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, my heart goes out to the people in London as well that were affected. But I think it's coming to all of us all around the world, isn't it, really?
It really is, yes. So my point, though, is that social media was a major piece of this story. The eyewitnesses, the tweets, the filming, I mean, it just, everything goes viral today. It doesn't take long for the word to go. And I remember years and years ago when Ellen DeGeneres from the Ellen DeGeneres television show here in the States, she would tweet something in the very early days of Twitter, and she would put it out on social media that if you came to a shopping center, and not everybody understood or knew about it, but those that did show up would be handsomely rewarded, and there were all kinds of prizes and events and things that happened. And so we know the power of social media, but why are we not using it to our full advantage in our business, as you write about in your brand new book, which is, the title is called Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the Web to Generate Leads and Sell More?
Yeah, well, you make some really powerful points there, Frankie, actually. So I think the reason why we're not using it in our businesses as effectively as we could in many cases is because I don't think people actually fully understand the paradigm shift that's happening with social media. And you touched on it there, talking about events on Saturday night in London. But essentially, there are two things that are really, really powerful about social media. And when you say them, they kind of sound obvious, but I think people miss them. I think the first one is this. For the first time in history, we're living in a world where everybody has a channel. So whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's YouTube, whether it's all of them, whether people are using an array of all of those, every person today has the ability to have their own channel. And I wouldn't call it broadcasting in the way of traditional TV or radio, but I would call it narrowcasting. In other words, you know, your friends, your family, the people that you have influence over, when you post something on Facebook, when you post something on Twitter, they will pay attention to it. And so you have a reach and an immediacy that you wouldn't have had many, many years ago. And that takes us to the second point, which you alluded to as well, which is that the way information is disseminated today is very, very different from the way it used to be. So we used to learn most of our information from broadcast or from publishing, from newspapers, from radio, from television. Of course, we still use those media channels. But today, so much information is actually disseminated via social sharing, which is exactly what you're talking about on Saturday
yes.
night, for example, where things go viral really fast because people use those channels, sometimes positively, sometimes negatively, but people use those channels to share information, and it spreads really, really quickly.
Where can we – your book, by the way, goes into detail, and you give us some really – very important, information, whether it be a website, the blog, or your social media presence. But talk to us about why the shorter message. You know, in other words, it's better to have something short that makes more sense and powerful than a long, drawn-out message that most of us would never quite get anyway.
Yeah, so that's a really good point, Frankie, that you're making. And people miss this because, you know, suddenly you own these media channels as an individual or as a business owner or as a business person. You own these media channels and you've got to think like a media person in some ways. So the example that I give to people is take reading a newspaper. If you pick up a newspaper, what nobody ever does is you'd never read the body copy before you read the headline. You just would never do that, right? You pick up a newspaper and you read the headline, and if it grabs you, you may read the body copy. And that's called information architecture, and it's exactly how the web and digital works. So in other words, if someone's – let's take a website as an example. I'm sure a lot of business people listening will have a website. If you think about a website for a minute, there is no point me visiting your homepage and you inviting me to download some long white paper before you've given me the headline. So what you have to do is you have to think in terms of information architecture, and it might be that you give me, you know, the 12-word headline which grabs me, and that makes me want to watch your 45-second video, and that 45-second video may lead me to want to read an article and eventually download a white paper. But you have to think in terms of information architecture, and therefore the most important point is, can you get your point across, can you get your value proposition across very succinctly and in a way that grabs people? Because otherwise, none of your digital media is going to work because it works on information architecture.
That's so brilliant. By the way, your firm, I love the name, Sticky Marketing Club.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's such a brilliant name.
But it kind of it says what it is, right?
Yes. So, as someone who's been looking at social media, and now the new book, Digital Selling. Three essential steps to a strong online identity. Let's talk about those steps. So you want us to crystallize the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you're in media today. So if you think about this, and again, people will understand this when I say it, but they often don't think about it. Marketing used to be the art of interrupting someone else's audience. So you would place a commercial on a radio station because the people that were listening, you thought were your right audience. So you might put an advertisement in a magazine because the people reading that magazine were the right audience. But they weren't your audience. They were someone else's audience, and you were paying to momentarily grab their attention, if you like. The thing about owning your own media channels is whether it's your own Facebook page or YouTube channel, your LinkedIn page, your Twitter account, your website, your blog, it doesn't matter. None of these channels have an audience. So you have to build an audience yourself and then retain it. And people are unlikely to want to engage with you over a longer period of time because of what you do. There has to be a higher purpose. There has to be something of which they want to take ownership of and buy into. So an example I give you, it's not a new example, but they were a great company. Take someone like Microsoft. Bill Gates had a vision, and the vision, as we all know, in the 70s was a computer on every desk and in every home. And that was really exciting because in some ways in the 1970s that was a crazy, I mean, I know now it's obvious, but at the time it was a crazy vision, right? But that was something that people could get excited about, the right people, the right audience, the early adopters could get excited about. So when you're putting your business together, when you think about your business, you have to say, well, what's our higher purpose? What's our vision? What's the thing that people can get excited about that's tangible you know, almost like building a movement, because you're trying to build an audience, and just saying we're really good at X or we're really good at Y won't keep people engaged over a longer period. And that's why it's important to have a purpose.
I think that's a brilliant analogy, because he made that come true. He said it.
Absolutely.
And we followed big time. I mean, it was a huge movement.
Right. And it wasn't just about software in a box. It was bigger than that.
It was much bigger than that. Yeah. And I remember the radio station I worked for many, many years ago was so, they started out with a few computers, and they were called computer stations. Uh-huh. And they were lined up around the room. There was like three or four of them. And then they realized, oh my gosh. And of course, within, you know, 3 months, everyone had their computer at a desk.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's really, really important. So I think people that are listening to this, when they've got, they might have a great business and it might do great things, but they have to say, what's the higher purpose? What's the bigger vision that people can buy into and get excited about?
Right. Grant, we're almost out of time. I would love to have you back, though, and continue this conversation, because it's really such an important one in this day and age. What's the best website? How can people get a copy of Digital Selling, all those good things?
Yeah, they can get a copy of Digital Selling at all good bookshops or on Amazon and on the online bookstores. And the best website for me is stickymarketing.com. If people go to stickymarketing.com, there's lots of video and information that they can access there.
I just love that name. You won't forget it either. It does stick. Thanks so much, Grant. And we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, you're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
This is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse and founder of Your Future Health, a company that offers blood tests for disease prevention that allows you to take control of your health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Judy, one of our clients, who used our system to detect pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage, which she says saved her life.
I found the tumor from one of the deadliest cancers, even before I had any symptoms, thanks to Your Future Health. Finding this deadly cancer so early enabled my doctor to remove it before it spread. That was 2 years ago, and today I enjoy excellent health. I hope everyone who hears my testimony will be called to action to test with Your Future Health. And I know as a nurse, if you wait until you have symptoms with pancreatic cancer, it is often too late. Having this test done early saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and we are now joined by the author of the newly and the praise on this new book, Ginny Moon. Benjamin Ludwig is with us today. And Benjamin, congratulations. The book is just getting incredible, incredible reviews.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So this book is a novel, but the story is so similar to your own life. Can you share a little bit about it?
Yeah. Well, really, it's the background, I guess, the backdrop of the story that I guess you could say is similar. My wife and I are foster parents, and in 2009, we adopted a young lady with autism from the foster care system here in New Hampshire. And the book, of course, is about a 14-year-old girl, young lady, with autism who's adopted. Huge difference, though, is that as soon as the character Ginny Moon gets adopted, she starts plotting her own kidnapping because she left something in her birth mother's apartment, she tells everybody. That certainly did not happen in our experience.
So your story, though, is really delving inside an autistic child, which is It's a tough storyline, but you've been able to use humor and all of that. It sounds like you've been able to really take a full experience and put it into this one book.
I hope so. I really do. Having been a public school teacher and had lots and lots of kids on the autism spectrum in my classes over the years, I really felt I was very well prepared to adopt a child with autism, and when we did finally, begin preparing to adopt that child, we had to take an awful lot of coursework. The state of New Hampshire requires lots and lots of seminars and
sure. Hey, Benjamin, can I ask you to speak up a little bit, please?
Oh, sorry. How's that? Is that a little better?
That's much better. Much better.
Okay. Good. Yeah, but I was saying the state of New Hampshire requires a tremendous amount of coursework in preparing families to become foster parents. So my wife and I studied autism in an awful lot of depth when we got ready to adopt our daughter.
And what made you adopt a child that you knew had autism?
Well, it wasn't the autism that made us want to adopt this particular young lady. My wife and I have always wanted to adopt. That's one of the things that brought us together before, when we started dating. And we wanted to adopt a teenager. There's an awful lot of teenagers in the foster care system. So when the time came for us to adopt, we looked through lots and lots of profiles, some kids with disabilities, some without, and this one particular girl caught our attention. She seemed like a good match for our family. The fact that she had autism didn't seem like a problem, to be quite honest. It was certainly a different sort of disability than we were used to having in our lives, but she looked kind of cool.
Uh-huh. And so you have a lot of with this new novel, Ginny Moon, you have a lot of wonderful storylines. But tell us a little bit about the doll and this particular child that has autism.
Yeah, well, the story opens with Ginny, who again is a 14-year-old young lady with autism, taking care of this plastic electronic baby that her adoptive parents have given her to take care of. The reason they gave it to her is because Ginny's new adoptive mother is pregnant. So the couple is expecting a child of their own, and they want to prepare Ginny for what that might be like. So they give her this plastic electronic baby. It's the sort of thing that you could find in a junior high school health class. And she tries to take care of it, but it won't stop screaming and crying. She can't make it happy, and that really triggers her to remember that she left what she calls her baby doll in a suitcase underneath her bed in her birth mother's apartment. So that's when she really starts trying to get back to her birth mother.
Uh-huh. And to get back, and the story goes from there. Was it difficult for you to write this?
Honestly, it wasn't. It was a very mysterious process, though. The Ginny's voice came to me fully formed and really rearing to go, I guess you could say, after I came home from a Special Olympics event with my daughter back in 2013. So I came home with my daughter, and I had this voice in my head, and it wasn't my daughter's voice, and it wasn't the voice of any of the athletes I had just been hanging out with, but it really demanded to be written. So I sat and started writing from Ginny's perspective, then sketched out an outline, and to my surprise, Ginny as a character refused to comply with any of the outline steps that I had created for her. So I just let her go where she wanted. And the book wrote itself in a little less than a year.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It really was, and I honestly hope I can pull it off with my next book. Because I understand that's pretty quick to write a novel. It's important, I think, for people to know that it was only Ginny's voice that really wrote itself. All the other characters in the book, all the other plot points really had to be very carefully constructed. But the part where, the parts where Ginny takes center stage, that's the part that was just smooth sailing right through.
You know, sometimes things just happen and it's, you don't know why and you don't know how it all comes about. And you just have to accept that was, that was pretty wonderful. But you're a lifelong teacher of English and writing. And this is your first novel, and you are very involved in the Special Olympics. Why do you think that you are so connected to this group of kids, if you will?
Well, you mentioned, it's my job in a sense. Having taught public middle school, I'm a teacher here in New Hampshire. Having taught public middle school since 1996, I guess that's a while. It's really all I know. It's where I feel most comfortable. When we decided to adopt, like I said earlier, we really wanted to adopt a teenager, and that's definitely something that played a role. Just that familiarity and comfort with having worked with adolescents for so long.
Mm-hmm. If you, because and I know the value of having a teacher that really cares, and someone who's in your team, on your team, so critical. Thank you for being a teacher. Thank you for caring about these kids. And congratulations that your new book is just getting such rave reviews. I'm sure there'll be many more. Ginny Moon, Benjamin Ludwig, and the website benjaminludwig.com?
That's correct. That's the one.
And the book is available wherever books are sold. Ginny Moon, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Frankie. Very much appreciate it.
Okay, and we will be back in just a moment. It is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You
I am so glad we ate before we got on the plane.
Oh, me too. Would you like some gum or mints?
What kind do you have?
Spry gum and mints, made with xylitol from the folks at Clear. Both refreshing and good for you. Perfect for when it's not possible to brush your teeth.
Oh, like right now on the plane?
Exactly. You know, bacteria can't break down xylitol, which leads to better dental health. I love it. My teeth feel squeaky clean and my breath is so fresh.
That's great. Give me some. Oh, I wish we could find something to help with the dry air on this plane, too.
Well, Clear makes an all-natural xylitol spray for your nose and sinuses that soothes and moisturizes while not being addictive or harsh. Perfect for airplane travel.
Wow, Clear products really do all that?
Yes, they do. It's the xylitol in them. My whole family uses Clear xylitol products when we travel.
Where can I get them?
You can find Clear and Spry at your favorite health food stores. You know, like Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and Sprouts.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and we now have the multi-talented media coach and author Gail Murphy with us today. She's known by thousands of her fans in Hollywood as the celebrity guru because she has dealt with countless celebrities in her colorful career, and she knows how to handle them. She has a new book coming out, an updated version of her book. And Gail, welcome to the program.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
And I just wanted to go, give us the title of the book, please.
Well, the book is called Interview Tactics, How to Survive the Media.
You know, there's, I just wanted to ask your opinion. A very good friend of mine, we were watching, we were together the other night and watching television, and of course the concert in Manchester that, you know, Miss Grande, and she brought Miley Cyrus, and she brought
Pharrell
and Coldplay, and oh my gosh, they
were
Black Eyed Peas. So she said, you know, the truth is that it's really a wonderful thing they're all doing, but the truth is that they're going to get international exposure from doing this. And you wonder, she was very skeptical of their doing it because they wanted to do it, but she said it's probably because it's worth its weight in the publicity. And I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, I can't read into her mind.
Two lives were taken and countless others in the hospital still critical.
That's right. So I've actually met her. She's a but that's a little bit more morose. And as a 23-year-old girl, I think she wants to be more tied to something a little more celebratory. So she decided to do this concert and brought all of her friends, mobilized all of her friends and brought them with her. I think there were 90,000 people at this event.
50,000.
So you can imagine.
50,000, but heard in so many countries across the world. And more importantly, her mother was in the audience, which I thought was so wonderful. Her mother saved a few kids after the event happened, the night of the horrific event in Manchester. And her mother was in the crowd last night telling everybody to, you know, not be afraid. We're here. We're united together. And I thought that was great for her mother to walk around the crowd.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. The thing is, if you're out there on the public domain and all you have is your name and your branding, but of course you have your talent and your wisdom and all that you've accomplished, you have to get in front of the story. And the reason why you have to get in front of the story, because if you don't, everyone else will get to define you, whether it's of a perpetrator or a victim or not being smart about how people see you. You have to get out there first.
Yes.
And you have to be the first one to put the stake in the ground and claim what it is that you want. I think the best example of that is, and I'll make this quick, when Tiger Woods had that run-in, I think it was in 2010 or 2012, where he crashed his car, he waited 17 days before he actually came out and made a statement. And the reality is that if he, what he allowed to happen is he allowed every writer, every TV commentator to define him. If he had gotten out there sooner, much sooner, quicker, lightning speed, you couldn't have defined him. You could have debated it, but you could not have defined him. Now, you notice this latest run-in, he was out there in about 5 minutes after he got out of jail.
Yeah, but you know what? That I got to tell you, that video of him just destroyed it. It wouldn't have mattered because the video was so powerful. Powerful.
Yeah, but see, you have to remember that his first statement was a reaction to prescription drugs. That's exactly also what it looks like for prescription drugs.
Let me tell you something. Most people, and they're doing it on in Boston at the sports stations here, are saying that is just absolute BS, because if he really has an addiction issue, which everybody is saying he does, no one reacts this way with prescription drugs. You should see how they've come down on him. He should know better. He has money to buy a driver. He has more money than anyone could ever imagine. What's wrong with him? Let him get help. Everyone else gets help and gets sober. What makes him so special? You know, he's getting a lot of negative publicity over this, and I don't know if he can ever come back from this one.
And you know what? I don't know if he ever can either, but the fact or the reality is he came out first and everything else is debated. It's debating, well, it couldn't be this, it could, but you have to be the first shot over the bow.
Right.
You have to. It doesn't always work. Nothing
works
100%.
No, it doesn't. 100%. It doesn't. And, you know, we always forget, too, that we can't get inside their heads. But the truth is, you know and I know that if you're taking medication, get a driver. You have enough money for Uber. Get your own driver, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, but if you're taking medication, you're not necessarily thinking clearly either, are you?
Well, if you're taking that kind of medication, then you need to see what's going on here. Why am I not being able to think clearly? Why do I not know what state I'm in 2 hours later and I'm still not? How many pills did he take? That's the question.
I think it's
the accountability issue. But this is a perfect example of how he did get in front of the story, but I think the story was bigger than him right now.
Yeah, you know what? Quite possibly right.
Gail, what's it like?
Doesn't work 100% of the time. Yeah.
Now, what's it like dealing with some of these celebrities, though? You've dealt with so many of them, big names.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Typically, they don't pick up the phone and call. They have their publicist or their agent call. And the first question I ask is, whose idea is this? In other words, is the person that I'm going to be working with understand and appreciate that they have no clue what they're doing? Or is it something that they realize they don't understand what they're doing and they really want some help? The ones that go to this kicking and screaming, you can't imagine how difficult it is, because what happens is you can train them and then they sort of go off on their own and they're out of space with no tether. But the ones that really want it soak it up like a sponge, and I'm so damn proud of them. It's just crazy.
You have interviewed so many. Can you give us any quick hot gossip things happening right now in Hollywood?
Well, I can tell you that I just interviewed the cast of Wonder Woman, which is the total girl power movie of the summer.
Oh yeah,
that broke
every record.
Kicked ass on every other movie out of the gate for the summer after a really really crappy Memorial Day weekend, and the Guile who plays Wonder Woman, of course. Just delightful, precious, wonderful, gorgeous woman who is fantastic. And, of course, Chris Pine, who, like, you know, you could eat him with a spoon. He's so lovely. He can do anything. and the two of them together on screen, they just eat up the scenery. The
oh,
movie is
fun.
Wonderful.
All right, Gail, what's the best? Power. What's the best? And congratulations to a woman director who, you know, has never had this kind of a budget before. She rocked it, nailed it, and I'm so happy for her. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you, your book, the work that you do? Please.
It's interviewtactics.com. Interviewtactics.com. You can come to my site and I'll send you some free stuff. I would love to, and I'd love to know how your not you, but your anyone who contacts me, how you're surviving the media without getting clobbered, and what I could do to hook you up and rewire you and
awesome.
Have a little chit-chat.
Thanks,
yeah.
Gail. It's G-A-Y-L. And we'll be back in just
no
a moment.
E.
This is no E. That's right. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Now joined by the founder and the formulator of Super Good Stuff products to help us function better in the world, Keith Morey. And Keith, welcome. It is a pleasure.
Oh, nice to hear from you, Frankie.
So, Keith, when people get up on Monday mornings and you know, it's a rainy Monday and here in New England, but even if it's gorgeous sunny where you are and the fog lifts and it's a beautiful day, energy, 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 energy. It seems to me that we as Americans are depleted. We're being pushed and pulled and the stresses are just getting to us. And so my question to you is, at Super Good Stuff, you have a few products to help with energy and adrenals, and I thought you might like to talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a number of causes. You know, the vitamin D deficiency, if you've been a full winter and without a lot of sun, and the sun hits the skin, and the cholesterol in the skin makes a chemical that goes to your kidneys to make vitamin D, which is basically a hormone, and cancer proliferates when your vitamin D is low. In fact, they have studies showing from Texas to Canada, there's a steady increase of cancer because of lack of sun. So, yes, you're depleted in certain things. Isn't there like a mood thing because you've been in winter?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Seasonal affect disorder.
That's right. So basically, you know, you take the lack of sun and vitamin D and you tag it on to probably an infection, which is a fungal infection, which you can read my narrative on number one cause of all disease, cancer, and divorce. It's under supergoodstuff.com under downloads. That's the number one cause of all disease, cancer, and divorce. 100 downloads at supergoodstuff.com. That will tell you why most people are sick. But let's talk about addressing the symptom. And that would be like adrenal cortex is what your body produces for stress. And we actually have it where we take it out of the adrenals of cattle in Argentina. And we extract it, separate the adrenaline. And when you take it, you feel much better very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like in minutes. And that would be the
first thing.
I'm
here to tell you that's true. It's true.
Yeah,
yes.
It's great product. It's all natural. There's no side effects. And then there's DHEA pregnenolone. Everybody's heard about DHEA, but very few about pregnenolone. We actually have a delivery system on it that we have a patent that it gets rid of the average headache in less than a minute, on average. You can try it. In fact, if your listeners want to get free sample packs of 8 different products that we sell for no cost at all, call, we'll do the first 100, 949 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. And we'll send you out a free sample pack that will basically, you could try all these things, try the headache product, try the adrenal product, and see for yourself that these things work. So there's other things you can take for energy. I have the same thing, the DHA pregnenolone with liquid. It's called liquid energy with nitric oxide. And this nitric oxide basically is a hard element for the body to produce to help the Krebs cycle to make energy. And when you take it with the DHA, you get fully alert usually in 10 minutes. In about 30 minutes, you get this nice, clean energy for 3 to 6 hours. It's an unbelievable. It's my favorite product driving or going places. And then the last one, I have a lot of them, but the last one would be my Infinite Energy. It makes the Krebs cycle more efficient, so you need less oxygen to produce the same amount of what they call ATP energy. It's the gasoline that runs the engine. And you don't get this energy surge or anything, but you work all day and then you're not tired at night. Or in high altitude, it's ungodly good. I mean, it's unbelievable because you need less oxygen to produce the same amount of ATP. So, yeah, if they're looking for something like that, that's what I would suggest.
One of the things that I admire about you is that you're ageless. And I don't mean this, you know, that you're besides the fact that you're younger looking, but your body responds. You're very energetic. You play a ton of sports in a week. You are, you know, killing your competition that's half your age. And you've been doing this for 20-something years, creating formulas to help us function better in the world. It's super good stuff. And, you know, you live your life by what you talk about on this radio show and just in general. And if you call Keith, he loves phone calls, by the way. So if you call, he just loves to talk to you about your issues, 949-651-6355. And one of the things that you really do is you have created an opportunity for us, because it's a fallacy that we have in this country that as we get older, we stop. And you know, and I know that's absolutely not true.
Look, I mean, I play for the last 12 years, anywhere from 12 to 15, 18 games of racquetball a week. I have no knees, back, joint problems whatsoever. All my friends are getting knee replacements, or they've got all these braces on them, and I'm running around like a 16-year-old. I have, put it this way, if you take care of your body, it will take care of you.
Yeah.
And I support it with a number of things.
And that's why you need to check out Super Good Stuff, over 51 products, 949-651-6355 for the sample. Supergoodstuff.com. This is our ongoing conversation with Keith, because without your health, there isn't anything else. Thank you so much, Keith. Supergoodstuff.com. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.